Rose, is John? Hey, John, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, not too bad.
Good, good. So,
so here's the deal with Bailey. Bailey's just asking me what day I want the machine picked up. I don't think they do anything with their invoicing until they actually get the machine back.
Okay. So they're taking it back.
So we're taking it back full pop. Side by side, we were just looking at a Cincinnati machine, and now we're going to look at another machine in Pomona by us. But one of these two deals, I'm going to try to pull the trigger on by tomorrow. I just don't know. Now, Sterling Machinery, I know the owner, Adam. Adam told me to go on their website and fill out their financing form. I filled it out and they approved us at $100,000, this morning.
Okay. So I don't know. What company you're working with?
Direct Lending.
Direct Capital or Direct Lending?
Direct Capital sounds right.
Oh, they're a good company.
All right, so they approved us for $100,000. I filled it out this morning. So they said they could fund it tomorrow if I pick the machine and let them know it's when I want. Now, the only problem is tying your situation in with Bailey kind of delays the whole process.
I mean, here's what I think we should do. I mean, if you want to work with Direct Me, I'm not here to put like a poke you and like lead you around. But I think we should do is, since you're funding that transaction, since that Bailey is taking this pace, I'm going to ask now if we can basically reduce your future payments. It's not my call, but I'm seeing if we can reduce future payments with the understanding Bailey gets us to the final invoice and at least pay Quincy. That's the most appropriate thing to do.
Oh, okay. So you want to pay Quincy with the money that you're going to get back from Bailey?
No, I want to pay them because we're waiting to pay them. I want to explain the situation to my funding department. I don't know how they can revise a deal, but I think that's what we should do. And once that
Why aren't you guys paying Quincy anyway?
Well, because we were waiting for the site inspection. We release it once we get the site inspection. That's the whole issue. That's why.
You could always pay Quincy and just get the site inspection on their machines.
John, if I had the ability to send a wire out already, I would have. Believe me. I'm actually a pretty hardworking guy myself, so I want to get this wrapped up.
So what you're trying to do is get that Bailey machine off of the books so you could inspect the rest and pay Quincy?
No, I'm trying to explain it so that your transaction, you don't get a call in 3 months and say, have a payment that's reflecting equipment you don't have.
Okay.
So look, if you want to work with us or Direct Capital, that's fine. Direct Capital is a good company. I just want to keep you happy and keep your vendor paid. So let's just bring this up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's the next move then? What are you trying to do?
Okay. So let's do. Do you have anything in writing from Bailey saying they're taking this machine back?
I have an email asking me what day they could send the truck.
Gotcha.
they're pretty cool. They're being good. I mean, I didn't ask them for any revise. I can't ask them to give me a revised invoice or anything until they get their piece of equipment back. Yeah.
Okay. From Quincy, delivered, and the customer wants to pay them. It's to pay Quincy. Please reach out.
Thank you.
Okay, let me get on this and I will get in touch with you first tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ruben.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.